Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Middle show of the work week. I don't remember exactly when we started calling it the Hump Show, but it's been a while. It goes back to almost the very beginning of the after hours weeknight time slot. And so it's the Hump Show because this is like our hump day, because once we get over this hump, then we start to head downhill toward the weekend. And that is something that I always look forward to, even though, you know, we just work 4 hours a day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 4 hours for every baseball game, you mean. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. But if you'd like to send a question for Ask Amy Anything, which is always part of the Hump Show, well, when I'm here, it's behooves you to find our show Twitter or look for the bright orange box on our Facebook page, because that's where you can post your questions, and then producer Dave will find them and choose the ones that he believes are the most amusing. I don't really know what criteria he uses to pick the questions, but he does. And so Twitter, Facebook, and that's how you can be part of Ask Amy Anything right here on the Hump Show. Also, before we get to that point, producer Dave, if you would like to do a quick check of Survivor Island, because the winner of Survivor Island, the sole survivor, we tried last year, we never got a hold of the guy, but the sweet victory of being the sole survivor also comes with an appearance here on the show, your chance to Ask Amy Anything live with us some show down the road once football season is over, once we're down to just the one sole survivor. We had a guy make it all the way through last year. We tried reaching out to him by email. We talked about him on the air, and he never got back to us. But we would love for you to join us. That is the spoils of winning Survivor Island, is that you get to join us on Ask Amy Anything on a future Hump Show. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and I'm excited to answer your questions. I have put you in a position where you can weigh in, so I'm asking you a question. What do you think about baseball now? Kind of hindsight. We talked to Ken Davidoff last hour from Arlington, and he believes it all was forgiven on July 31st. Not for me, it wasn't. I was slow to get into baseball. I enjoyed seeing the first initial games. The pumped-in crowd noise after a while was annoying to me, I'll just be honest. And because of everything else that was going on, I would go a couple days at a time without watching a baseball game. Following the storylines, yes. Watching actual games, there was no time. So I do believe in seeing some of the ratings drop. Part of it is that baseball got crowded out by everything else that was taking place. Sports you wouldn't normally see during baseball season. The return of basketball and hockey. The U.S. Open, which would have been earlier in baseball season, but was part of the mix in both tennis and in golf. All the various sports that were operating all at one time definitely made for less of a niche for Major League Baseball. That doesn't explain why the ratings for the postseason have been down 40%. Now, we'll see what happens with the Game 7s. I've yet to see those final numbers from the weekend. I'll have to look them up. But also, the World Series. The Dodgers have appeal, no doubt. And the fact that they have been denied multiple times, the fact that they haven't won a World Series in as long as they have, it's worth paying attention to this team. It's a cool story, I think. Because this chapter with this particular group of Dodgers was scripted, and yet it didn't play out the way that it was supposed to. Then it was scripted again. First the Astros, then the Red Sox. This team has had some homegrown superstars, has had some individual award winners, has had a Dave Roberts that the team is stuck with, despite the questions that people would pick apart and scrutinize and also blame him. But this group is stuck together, and they've added Mookie Betts. And in this shortened season, they won 43 of 60 games. The best team in the regular season. Whether or not you believe there should be an asterisk, and maybe you do. It's definitely nothing like what we saw in years past, even in, if we're just talking about number of games. But also the seven innings, the doubleheaders, the schedule changes that kept teams largely in their own regions playing against other teams in the East or the Central or the West. Baseball changed a lot about this season. So this is one that I do believe should have an asterisk. I'm not saying it isn't legitimate if the Dodgers win a World Series or the Rays win a World Series. If Tampa Bay rallies to win the Fall Classic, it will absolutely be their first World Series win in franchise history, and it should be. But there's no way that you can ignore all the ways that baseball tweaked and changed and altered what is a typical baseball season. And now we're hearing from Rob Manfred that some of these changes may stick around. So on MLB Network, he says the 10th inning rule, where a runner automatically starts at second base, creates strategies. And he actually says there's support in the industry for doing that, which is odd. I don't normally consider myself a traditionalist when it comes to sports. I don't mind changes. I don't mind updating, upgrading. But to me, that's gimmicky. Not to mention, if you're already in extra innings, fans have invested. They're there. It feels unauthentic to me when you put a runner on second base, like we're playing Little League here and the kids have another game to get to. I'm glad they're not doing it in the postseason. I don't know if we're going to get any more extra inning games, but I'm glad they're not putting a cheap runner on second base. To me, the investment required, once you get to extra innings, we're talking about fans who want to be there. Or fans who find out the game is going extras and aren't so much worried about a few extra minutes. I don't believe that Major League Baseball is ever going to really find a formula to consistently speed up a game that has no clock. And I know this is the hill that Rob Manfred wants to die on. This is the hill that Manfred has staked his flag on. He wants to find a way to speed up the pace of play. But if putting a runner on second base in extra innings is how you do it, it's cheap. That's my opinion. And so this 2020 season, and that's just one example of a change. The doubleheaders, as I say, the strange travel. How about the fact that the playoffs, once they got through the wild card rounds, have all been conducted at neutral sites. All of those factors mean, yes, this season deserves an asterisk. I'll say it again. The World Series trophy is still real. It's that same trophy And no one can take that away. But no one will ever forget what 2020 did to baseball. How 2020 affected baseball. How baseball chose to react to 2020. You can point fingers here, there, everywhere. But the facts remain. This season is nothing like what Major League Baseball typically does during the course of its regular season and playoffs. So that's why it deserves an asterisk. Not because it isn't legitimate, just because it's not the same. But always, we're going to remember 2020 for a lot more than just the sports. I don't think that asterisk needs an explanation once we get through 2020. That's going to be the answer. Oh, it was 2020. Oh, okay. Yep, I remember. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Are you paying attention? Is all forgiven? I hope you're enjoying it. I am. I meant what I said about the championship series. They sucked me in a way that I actually wasn't expecting. I wasn't as emotionally invested in the season. And I would say a large portion of that is because of the fact that there's been so much other stuff, such a technical term, so much other stuff that we had to keep up with and follow. These last couple months have been exhausting. Not complaining, just stating. I would take this over what happened in March and April any day. But I only had enough emotion for so many events. And so with Major League Baseball, I didn't feel emotionally invested as much until we got to the championship series. And those twists and turns and the drama really sucked me in. And so I'm here, peeps. I'm here for the emotion and the drama of the World Series. And so far, so good. What about you? 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Roger, who's in Colorado Springs. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Miss Amy. I absolutely adore you. I've been a longtime listener and a first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And I'm as old school as they get. I play 19th century baseball and wrote a book on the history of baseball in Colorado Springs. And I absolutely agree with you that, you know, the season was a little tough to get through, especially with all the gimmicks as they did. But for me, I watched the game tonight, and I am going to watch the series because I think it's going to be as valid as anything they could have done, despite all of the problems that they've had to overcome.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. Now, Roger, in saying that I think the season deserves an asterisk because it's so different, it doesn't mean I'm not impressed with baseball. I am really impressed with Rob Manfred, with his office, with the teams, with the franchises. I know the Marlins and Cardinals were the kind of mess early, and the Indians pitchers, that Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger, they were a cautionary tale as well. But the fact that baseball stabilized after that and got through the entire season, and all these teams managed with everything going on, with the testing, with the doubleheaders, with the strange schedule, just everything happening with neutral sites for playoff games, it is really impressive that they've managed to get to this point. But to me, it doesn't change the fact that I can't take this season and process this season the way that I do every other.
Absolutely. And, you know, I, again, agree with you on the fact that, you know, they had a lot of hurdles to overcome. Mm-hmm. You know, being here in Colorado, you know, we've got kind of overexcited, you know, at the start, and then they just faded as usual. And, you know, we're long suffering. I hope we don't become the Cubs. But
well, the Cubs ultimately won a World Series 108 years later. But I hope that you get to see it in your lifetime.
61. I don't got that long, you know. But even with our vintage season, we didn't start till the last Saturday in June and ended up October 3rd. But you know, for us, it to get some baseball in. And, you know, to be able to participate and watch and everything mm-hmm. else for the real baseball fan, like a lot of us are in this group, that, it meant a lot to us that it wasn't just scrapped and said, we can't do it. And so, I don't know how the other guys feel, but for me, watching the game tonight, and I've got friends that are Dodger fans, plus my very first professional game was in 1969, went out to California to watch the game between the Cardinals and the Dodgers with my uncle and my dad, my brother.
Aww.
And I got Don Drysdale's autograph in front of the press box.
Wow, that's cool. I hope you still have it.
I do. Good. I have that. And then I have Jim Mudkent Grant and Vic Davalio of the Cardinals, because I wanted to get Bob Gibson's autograph, but he wasn't available. But out here in Colorado, we could get KMOX. So we grew up Cardinal fans, but our relatives were Dodger fans. And so, we made that trip out there in 69, and I'm this little tiny 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. And here's this huge, over 6-foot pitcher, Don Drysdale, mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mr. Drysdale, would you please sign my book? And he's like, sure, kid, Don Drysdale,
Oh, that's cool.
So
very nice.
But,
I'm glad you're a fan forever.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, since I play this old vintage baseball, it just means even more to me, because as a historian, I like to see from the, roots of how it transitioned all the way into the modern game.
Mm. All right, sir. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you like the show, and we hope to talk to you again.
All right. Thank you, Amy, and huzzah for the national game.
Roger, listening in Colorado Springs. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I just saw this tweet from Pow. He says, Amy, games are 3 to 5 hours long. If they can't score a winning run in 9 grueling innings, these Major League Baseball professionals, what is the point of giving them 5 more extra grueling innings? All right, man. I mean, you're taking all kinds of liberties. First of all, not even close to the majority of extra inning games go 14. So that's not of 5 more innings. Number two, it's not so much, if you're watching the games, it's not so much that they can't score a winning run. It's that these teams are so good and the ebbs and flows, one team may score in the 8th, the next team scores in the 9th. I mean, these are back and forth affairs. They're professional sporting events. They should be settled on the field. And to just throw a runner out there that they didn't earn in extra innings, as I say, is gimmicky. Now, here's what happens. People always twist my words. Powell finishes with this. You said it yourself. You didn't watch baseball games this season. That's not what I said. I said I went days at a time when the NBA and the NHL and football were all playing at the same time without watching a couple of games. I didn't say I didn't watch games this season, and I told you exactly why. This is a professional thing, not a fan thing. And it has nothing to do with how long the games are. It doesn't matter to me. If I'm invested in a Major League Baseball game, I'm not watching minutes. I'm invested. I'm sucked in like I was for the championship series. The time itself doesn't matter. And that's what makes baseball unique, is that there is no clock on it. You play until you get to a winner. And each team has an opportunity and a shot. That's not why I didn't watch baseball. And I disagree with you. 5 more extra grueling innings is a rare case. It's not the norm, and for the most part, games are settled in 9. This thing to add a runner there that they didn't earn is cheap, and it doesn't really speed up the pace of play. If you're already into extra innings, you're not shortening the games anyway. All right, on Twitter, A Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. True to my word, I did put photos up on our Facebook page from my golf getaway. I mean, it was 20 miles from my house, so it really wasn't getting away that far. However, it was worth it to wake up early. As tired as I am right now, I wish I had more coffee. So I posted the photos on Facebook, and Mary replies with, "The weather looks nice. We had 9 inches of snow today in Minnesota." I do love snow, Mary. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I love snow. I love the four seasons. I'm a good New Hampshire girl. We get the best of all worlds in New England. This time of the year, fall, when you can be outside and you can enjoy the warmer temps during the day, and then they plummet at night and the trees are all changing. I dig orange. I love orange. It's my favorite color. Anyway, you can check them out, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. Also, the post that's up for you to submit your questions for Ask Amy Anything on Twitter too, After Hours CBS. Glad you're with us for the Hump Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And Tua has the helmet on. Are we going to see him for the first time? There he goes. And a big ovation as Tua Tagovailoa trots on the field for the first time.
I ended up FaceTiming my parents because they couldn't be here. That's usually how it goes. I usually talk to my parents, after the game. And my parents usually never miss my game. So that's what I did. I went out there and I talked to them. That's what that moment was about.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the voice of one Tua Tagovailoa. One of my favorite moments from week 6 in the NFL. Only 2 passes attempted, only on the field for 2 minutes. But the loudest roar from the crowd as the Dolphins were shutting out the Jets, and Tua got his NFL debut tucked in there once Ryan Fitzpatrick was done and the job was over. It was really cool to watch it, to hear it as the fans serenaded him and then chanted his name. And Tua said he heard it. But, you know, his favorite voices were those of his parents. And after the game, he went back out in his uniform and he sat at the 15-yard line and he FaceTimed with mom and dad. They couldn't be there. A lot of families unable to watch their loved ones in games in 2020. But he wanted them to be part of that moment. And he's really close to his family. So there's a lot to like about Tua. Going back to his days at Alabama, the way that he's handled multiple personnel changes, the way that he's handled not only taking over as a starter at the expense of someone else, Jalen Hurts at Bama, now Ryan Fitzpatrick. It'll be interesting to hear what Tua has to say. But also, he's been benched before in favor of a different quarterback. So you remember Jalen Hurts when Tua was hurt and not playing as well, taking over that job in a decision by Nick Saban. And so Tua's been on both sides of it. He's talented. He's multidimensional. He's healthy, according to everyone who's evaluated him. And now he's the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. You hear the call on the Dolphins radio network. Oh, no, that was CBS. I'm sorry. That was the TV call. Please forgive me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get back to your calls here on the show. If you want to weigh in on baseball, we've got more with Commissioner Rob Manfred. The State of the State address is what he delivers, although it's a little different in 2020. In the midst of a pandemic, you do individual interviews, and they kind of get shared and passed around. But some fascinating opinions by the commissioner in the wake of what was, I think, a relatively successful season, despite the fact that it looked nothing like what we normally get from baseball. As for the Miami Dolphins, this is an about face for Brian Flores. It's an about face for the head coach. Potentially it came from above his head. I keep thinking that's maybe where this has come from. It reminds me of the Giants, when Kurt Warner was starting for them. They had gotten Eli Manning through a trade. Remember, Eli was a rookie. He hadn't started yet. The Giants were above 500. I think they had 2 losses at the time. I don't remember exactly what they were. 7-2, 6-2, something along those lines. And he takes over Eli, even though they're above 500, and we're right there in the mix for playoffs. And so I think about what Brian Flores said, that they were going with Ryan Fitzpatrick because he gave them the best chance to win. And that wasn't so long ago. I don't even think that was 2 weeks ago. Plus, we talked with Armando Salguero, who is the Dolphins insider. And he said that Flores had essentially squashed every question about Tua taking over at quarterback, that he kept saying we're doing what's best for the team. Ryan gives us the best chance to win. Tua will get his shot. But it's not now. Well, it's now. It's odd. It's really odd. And I'm excited for Tua, but I'm not sure I really understand it. And so we've been reporting all along and telling you all along what we've been hearing from the Dolphins. And this represents a bit of an about face. Pete Prisco was commenting on CBS Sports HQ.
It's a little surprising in terms of the timing, but I'm a big believer in the sooner you get on playing the kid, the better off your franchise will be. You drafted him with the idea he would be your long-term answer. So you have to find out if he is indeed that. And the sooner you get to him playing on the field, the sooner you'll find out. So I'm a big believer in playing the young guy right away. And we've seen it work out. Joe Burrow's done some good things for the Bengals. He's getting some good experience. Justin Herbert for the Chargers. The timing is weird because the Dolphins have won two straight and they're in a division race. But clearly, they see things on the practice field that we haven't seen. And in those couple of plays he played for Miami last week.
Rookies giveth and rookies taketh away. And for Tua, it's been nearly a year since he's played any significant football. So it's been more than 11 months, and those two snaps, okay, that's your NFL debut, but they don't really count until you actually get out there and play some football in a game in which the final result is hanging in the balance. So I agree with Pete. The timing is suspect except for this. The Dolphins have their bye coming up. And so he's got a couple extra weeks here, a couple extra practices, I should say. Got 2 weeks to get him ready, for him to get used to the idea. But then you consider the Dolphins are 3-3 and have just beaten back-to-back opponents by a combined 50 points. And yeah, you can laugh about the Jets, but one of those was the Niners. And they really love playing for Ryan Fitzpatrick and with Fitzpatrick. That's obvious. He brings energy. He brings intensity. Certainly brings experience. And Fitzpatrick can be a crapshoot. But as I said on Sunday, he's my kind of crazy. I'm sure he's going to handle this with class. I know he will. I still don't understand why the abrupt about face. They're 3-3. They're second place in the East. And even if you don't believe they have a snowball's chance in hell to win that division, and maybe they don't, the playoffs are expanded this year. And they do have an opportunity to make the postseason. But maybe big picture, that's not what matters to the franchise as much as getting Tua acclimated, getting him out there. Maybe they internally don't believe they're going to be a contender and they're willing to sacrifice a playoff spot or playoff success for these half a season worth of games so that Tua gets a head start. So there are a lot of different factors and questions, but weirdly to me is the about face, because we just heard from Brian Flores 2 weeks ago that they were sticking with Fitzpatrick and that it wasn't Tua's time yet. And he wasn't even really answering the questions anymore. And so that's changed. What's up is down. What's down is up. Another day in the sports world, peeps. I am really happy for Tua. As always, it's hard to get benched. And so I'm sure it's not easy for Fitzpatrick, who's so competitive. But I know because he's a leader, he will do what's best for the team. This has been part of his career. This is part of his journey. Knowing that he's keeping the seat warm in especially the last few stops for the next hot young stud QB. And they may need him again. There's no way to know for sure if Tua is going to stay healthy. I hope he does. There's no way to know for sure if it's going to work out. They got to be careful they don't do damage to the kid, whether mental or physical. I hope that he's smiling. I hope the Dolphins take off and they become a team to watch. I don't know that they're in a position where they're going to make a lot of noise regardless of who their quarterback is, but they are a team on the rise. And maybe a couple of years down the road, they will be a team. That's where the Bills are now. A team that has national TV games and has become all the rage. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is now just over an hour away. 855-212-4227. I'm glad you're with us. I'm a little loopy. Probably don't need more. Well, I do need more coffee, but probably don't need more coffee, if that makes sense. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. No, I do need more coffee.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds are the keto-friendly snack that's as bold as you are. Be big, be bold, be adventurous. Visit porkrinds.com. Kurt used to be the voice of those pork rinds, but then Amy Lawrence of CBS Radio took your job.
Well, Amy's great.
But she is. And I was visiting with her last. She tracked me. I'd left New England and worked my way to Dallas last night, and it was about midnight, and the phone rings, and she says, "Will you come on and visit my show?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "What's the deal about taking money out of my guy's pocket there for the pork rinds commercial?"
She's better at than I am. Yeah, so
I hate to admit it, but she is.
I know. I hate to admit it too, but the truth is the truth. And
all right.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That will never get old. That will never get old. That's better than coffee. Hearing Kurt Warner say, "Well, Amy's great." Oh, my goodness. I did not have a chance to share that with my family yet, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun to have them hear Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback, say, "Well,
Amy's great.
Amy's great." Maybe he just meant at pork rinds commercials, but either way, that's what he said.
Yeah, she's better at than I am. So
I hate to admit it, but she is.
No.
Anytime we mention Kurt Warner from now until eternity on the show, we are going to be reminded of that. And I might just continue to bring it back from Westwood One. That was following Monday Night. Well, it was during Monday Night Football, and we had a chance to play it on the show last night for the first time. And Kevin Harlan did join us on Sunday night following his trip from New England to Dallas. So all of that is accurate. Anyway, I say all of that because Warner tweeted about how he was in a similar situation as what Ryan Fitzpatrick finds himself in now with the Dolphins, where the Giants were above 500. They were in the mix in the season. Shoot, what season was it? 05? And they were thinking big picture, not immediate, right? So they made this change. And I remember it was stunning to a lot of people inside the football industry. Now, it was early, very early in my network career. I was just starting to fill in on my previous network. And so I wasn't covering the NFL full time. But I do remember the reaction and the confusion over why the Giants were making that change to Eli Manning to a rookie when Kurt Warner, even though he wasn't playing great, that really wasn't a Hall of Fame season for him, when Kurt Warner had led them to a winning record at that point. These coaches see what these quarterbacks do in practice and how the offense responds. And they've obviously had plenty of time to observe and work with Tua now. So they see what we don't see. And we know what he is capable of. He's still a rookie quarterback in the NFL, and nobody's going to welcome him with open arms from any other team. It may be full of ups and downs. As I say, rookie quarterbacks giveth and rookie quarterbacks taketh away. But they're thinking long term. Now, I am surprised because it wasn't that long ago they told us Tua would remain on the sidelines and would continue to learn by watching. But human beings are allowed to change their minds, right? And ownership is certainly allowed to weigh in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we're inside of 3 weeks to the Masters. That's kind of fun. I don't know why that. Oh, I know why that popped into my brain, because I just saw Tiger Woods on TV. We'll hear from Tiger Woods a little later in the week. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line, and it's sponsored by Geico. Do you want to know what's really scary, super scary? Seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance if you had switched to Geico months ago when I told you, recommended it strongly. You can switch to Geico now, though, and save, and you won't be scared ever again. 855-212-4227. Producer Dave, just putting up my screen, it was 2004 when the Giants had Kurt Warner and switched to Eli Manning. Interesting. Sometimes those memories all get jumbled together in the thousands of football games that have been played since then. I tell people all the time, don't rely carte blanche on my memory when it comes to sports, because there's so many events. If you ask me right now, 3 years ago, who won such and such a trophy, it'd take me a minute to figure it out. I got to pull out those drawers with all the long-term memories, and sometimes I still can't remember, and I get my dates and my names and my details all messed up. I think it's part of my charm, really, but you may not. Dan is listening in California. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you doing, Amy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Right. Hey, boy, so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. So many sports all at once this fall, huh?
Well, I'm kind of glad the NBA. I'm glad basketball and hockey are done. I needed to be able to focus on football and baseball.
Yeah, and I think the NBA really suffered from that. I mean, they're having their playoffs while NFL and college football starting up, and baseball's winding up their season, going to the playoffs. So, but it will all pan out in next year, I guess, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I want to give a shout-out, since you mentioned the Master, to my guy in Clovis, California, Mr. Frankenstein, I guess is what they call him. Won the U.S. Open by packing on 40 pounds and driving the heck out of the ball.
Bryson DeChambeau, and, yeah.
Yeah, I hope he wins the Masters. Really legitimate there, you know. But I called about your baseball topic, and I totally agree with you about putting the man on second in after nine innings. I don't know. Am I allowed to say this on the air? Kind of bastardize the game? Is that okay?
Yeah, but I'd like you to explain it. What does that mean?
Well, I know the guy from Colorado, he is a historian and baseball purist. And I won't say I'm totally a purist. I was opposed to the wild card at first, but it seemed to work out pretty good as far as making the playoffs more exciting. I don't think this will, though. I mean, it seems to not make that much difference because, you know, one, the first team up with it, they get the man over to third with, well, there's probably 10, 12 different ways you can do that. And then a sac fly scores a run. So then the next team does it, and it just kind of goes on and on anyway. I'm 90 miles from San Francisco. I live around the Turlock Modesto area, and I've been a Giants fan all my life since I was a kid, since around late 60s, 1970. In fact, when I was in Little League, I saw Willie McCovey hit one of his classic home runs straight down over first base.
Aww.
Total pool hitter. Yeah, yeah, we went up there for a game. I was on the Little League Giants at Newman. But, yeah, I think it's not necessary. Well, maybe in the regular season, but not in the playoffs they should have it, because I was like you, I was picking my brain. I think it was 2014, our last World Series, when we had that 18-inning game. That's two games in one against Washington. And it was exciting. I think we won 1-0, or it was 2-1 or something like that. I think, and, you know, I used to think, well, no-hitter, that's got to be boring. I've only seen... sorry to say, a handful of games in San Francisco, one in Oakland A's, but one I was visiting my cousin in Pittsburgh back in 1980 after Pittsburgh won the World Series in 79 with Willie Stargell and those guys. And Burt Bihleven, I believe, pitched a no-hitter through 6 2/3 innings. And it was fantastic. I mean, everybody was on the edge of their seat, and it was against Montreal. It wasn't against a wimpy team. I mean, they had Frank Raines and some great hitters. and it was really exciting. So I think, Manfred kind of, scale it back a little on, pushing baseball too far forward to, getting too tricky. And, look at the big picture of 120, 130 years, whatever. Try to really emphasize tradition as much as possible. And I think you don't need that man on second. I think that really looks gimmicky, in the extra innings.
I agree with that. I think that in the case of Major League Baseball, because everyone knows it's not a timed sport, in your attempts to speed it up, it really, to do it in extra innings makes no sense, because at that point, fans are invested. At that point, fans, as you talk about some of these tight games, they're tense, they're intense, and people want a real experience, and they kind of they feel their heart rate go up and down based on what's happening on the field. And so I like the fact that baseball is unique in that manner, that it doesn't have a timed clock for the overtime, so to speak. Dan, I have to let you go because we're at the top of the hour, but thank you so much for your phone call and for your perspective, especially getting to see McCovey hit a ball into McCovey Cove. That's cool. It's to me, cheap, number one. Number two, is probably not getting you closer to achieving your goal, if what your goal is to speed up games or to speed up pace of play. At that point, you're into extra innings. All bets are off at that point. So I'm interested in your reaction, your perspective. But if you don't have the time for baseball, you're not sitting around for 9 innings anyway, and you don't even know it goes into extra innings. We're now dead center of the work week, halfway through. It's our hump show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.